My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are Gorgons.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Indeed it is.
Yeah. So this is probably best known from Castlevania.
Yeah. Yeah. You also fight them in Bastion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And some other things. Except the ones in Castlevania or Bastion don't walk on their hind legs. Which is like by far the coolest thing about these.
they can if they want to. Well, it's like those gifs of really scared cats that are just like sitting there and will run away on their hind legs. But just it's a great detail. I would not take it away. However, the fact that they put that in is inscrutable to me.
It's a very, very weird thing to add to this. Like, and just imagine, like, anything these things do, if you imagine them doing it on their hind legs, it makes it way funnier and stupider. Like, that's these things' greatest strength, and they're not using it, where, like, hey, let's all walk around our hind legs for a little while so adventurers will not take us seriously, and then we turn them to stone.
Yep. Also, they can turn you to stone with a jet of fog breath that shoots 60 feet. That is
60 feet.
That is two downs in football, Gary.
Yeah, it's pretty bonkers. And then they turn you to stone and then eat you while you're stone.
Yeah.
Which, that's great. Like, you come across, like, there's a, you walk into an enchanted glade and you find there's statues all around. You're like, oh, okay, it's going to be a fucking basilisk. And then you come and there's a gorgon standing on its hind legs, nibbling the, like, biting the hand over these things. When it sees you, it walks away on its hind legs. Like, what kind of Twin Peaks second ed are you, like, living at that point? Like, advanced in Twin Peaks second edition.
ATP?
Yeah. I got kicked out of my StarCraft League because of my ATP.
if you're older than 17, then just there's no place for you in that game.
You just chop off your hands.
put them in the museum. Even more than that, on your way into that magical glade, you were finding droppings, some of which had pieces of gold stuck in it.
Yeah. Because
they don't really care. Like, they're not out there for treasure. They will petrify somebody, eat them whole without regard to whether or not they have, like, valuable stuff on them. So Gorgon's stool is a valuable source of valuables.
Yeah. Yeah. Into it. Gorgon's stool sounds like a town in, like, a Witcher game or something. It's just the idea of you finding these, like, you know, rings and gold fillings and stuff and shit, then coming across the statues and stuff. Like, there's kind of a cool little, like, arc to these things. And then they just have the D&D second edition problem of being an instant death attack.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes it, like, actually not very cool. Like, even though the last time I played Symphony of the Night, I was a little bummed out by the way petrification worked in it, because there's no consequence to it. You can't take damage and you just kind of shake the controller until you're done.
Yeah.
It's just a time tax. But the I still think a less lethal petrification is a better way to do it.
Oh, yeah. Like the way
Final Fantasy Tactics does it or something.
Yeah,
or like Final Fantasy games do it.
Yeah, progressive petrification is always going to be scarier. Or, give me a chance to react.
Scarier and more fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
And also, you can turn these guys into scale mail, which I call coward's plate.
Yeah, coward's plate. Bad chain mail. And so they're another, like, medicine cabinet enemy, and we haven't had one this entire session.
Right, right.
Like, nobody's telling us what you can get from, like, stealing, you know, Snerfibulum testicles and, like, turning them into certain, you know, reagents.
There was one of the golems where you could take their claws and they were used as, like, brooch clasps or whatever.
Yeah, but if you're already making the golem, that's weird. You know, it feels like a life hack.
Hey, you can use these claws as bread clips.
Yeah,
like, put your bagel sandwich in this gorgon skull.
Since we've been recording for a while and I'm pretty much out of steam.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell a story that is, I don't mean to disappoint you that much.
No.
I'm just tired. And I don't have that much more to say about gorgons.
Neither do I.
I will, and this doesn't have to be literally the stinger, but I'll tell you a funny story that I may have mentioned before, that's related to what you just said, where, the guy who I used to play D&D with when I was young is this guy named Doug, who, I became, like, not friends with. And now I just kind of, now I'm on friendly terms. Like, I feel sorry for that dude. But you used to be friends with him, stop being friends with him. His mom was like unwell and kind of unstable.
Okay.
And she used to get like, she was kind of like very yuppie, like very kind of posh, and would try to like threaten Doug with things that were nonsensical threats.
Ooh.
So one of the things was he, we'd be snacking and playing D&D and play video games and stuff. He brought these Ruffles, you know, the chips with the ridges. He would bring them downstairs and they had like a chip clip on them. And he left it downstairs for a long time. And I came upstairs one time and she was like yelling at him. And this, like, you know, he's, this sounds darker than it was. Like he was laughing about this too, where she was like, if you're going to keep like hoarding the chip clips down there, I'm going to make you use the bad ones. We got some bad chip clips and you're going to have to use them.
They're everybody's chips.
And also what an impotent threat. Like out of all the things in the world, like you can use a good version of a chip clip. What a stupid thing to optimize. Like it is a chip clip. I'm like, it is literally a binder clip does that same job exactly as good and has existed forever. Like we were born with binder. We're made men by the binder clips. We have binder clips. So like, it was such a silly thing. And like, I laughed and then Doug laughed and she got so fucking pissed. Like we're laughing at her, like her impotent non-threat about using a, like a medium quality chip clip.
Oh no. The spring might have lost most of its elasticity.
Yeah, so it'll only keep these chips fresh.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com